I really don't know if anybody has said this to him, but Tony Khan needs to get off of Twitter, or Tony Khan needs to get off of X. For that matter, I mean, a bunch of things are coming out right now. We got rumors about WWE and Amazon Prime being involved with one another. Don't know how true that is, but it's speculation and it's rumors, so we don't know how reliable the source could be that is surfacing on X and all of the social media platforms. But we also got news on TNA unveiling their new championship belts that is going and making its rounds on X. And Scott, he has been doing great things for TNA. We're going to get more into that and more into the WWE news here on the Pardon the Pipe Bomb podcast.
In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb. I have a dream, that's all I need. I'll make it happen with someone who can believe. Know what I want.
Yeah, no, we got to get into the news of Tony Khan, just get off of Twitter, man. You're just making it worse. You're making it worse for Hook. But let's get into what Tony Khan is saying on Twitter right now. And I don't know where this all started, but I guess it started with the USA Network Twitter account, or the USA Network X account. I've really got to start making that transition from Twitter to X. I'm sure I'm not the only one that is struggling with that. But I guess the USA Network account, they chimed in on a tweet from Raj Gerer. I don't know how to say his name. I do apologize, man. He pointed out that Rollins and Mahal have a history with one another. I guess he was trying to make some sense why WWE and why Triple H is booking Jinder Mahal versus Seth Rollins. I'm not harshing on it yet. I have nothing but the utmost faith in Triple H and Paul Levesque and how he does his decisions for the booking. Maybe Jinder Mahal got a huge pop against The Rock, and maybe he thinks, they did have a past in NXT, and maybe they can come on to one another and try to start a new feud that way, but who knows. Raj, he pointed out that Rollins and Mahal, they do have history with one another since Rollins defeated Jinder Mahal to become the first NXT champion. The USA Network account of on X, they wanted to chime in and asked what was the cage match rating. Just, you know, memeing and just kind of being a smartass, I guess. And many people on social media, they saw that as a shot at AEW's Tony Khan, and who has cited that cagematch.net user ratings in the past when talking about great AEW matches. And the USA Network account is believed to be run by a USA Network employee, but it's definitely clear at this point that the person who runs is very on top of what is going on in the wrestling community on X. And Tony Khan, he saw the tweet and he posted this, and I quote, "A moral victory for USA is one win more than their world title challenger Jinder Mahal has in the past 364 days. Because it's been literally a full year since he won a match, you really put AEW in our place getting Jinder Mahal in a big match on your TV show. Do it more often." And sorry. And then Tony Khan, he then replied to his tweet saying, and I quote, "A double standard." He mentioned Hook has a 28-1 career record on winning streak, calls out the champ. A logical challenge sparks online outrage, end quote. I mean, listen, Tony Khan, I'm not just saying this as a wannabe podcaster. I'm not just saying this from somebody on the outskirts of it or anybody in the same vicinity and the same room that you're in right now. I'm just speaking as like a fan right now. And I very much like AEW and I really like WWE. I like TNA. I like pro wrestling. Right now, it's a great time to be a WWE fan. It's a good time to be an AEW fan. And hell, even right now, it's a great time to be a TNA fan. I'll get more into that in a second. But dude, every time that you get on X, I just feel like you're playing down to yourself right now, man. And even Eric Bischoff, who was on your show for AEW, had to chime in on it. And if I can get the tweet up here in a second, it's really funny. I mean, I can't believe all this is happening right now on X. Yes, here it is. Eric Bischoff quote tweeted the tweet of the double standard for Hook and having a 28-1 record. He quote tweeted it by just putting a clown emoji face on it. And it got a lot of attention. A lot of attention that Tony Khan replied to the quote tweet and said, hashtag AEW with a photo. It's a very common photo, but the photo says, get out of my sight, you miserable has-been. And then, this gets better. Eric Bischoff then, I believe, quote tweeted that, or what did he do? Tony Khan, no, I don't, dude, I don't know where it is, but if I can get it up, this would be, no, there it is. He didn't quote tweet Tony Khan, he just quote tweeted somebody who commented or replied to that tweet of the clown emoji face, and then he quote tweeted this tweet, Tony forgets that he literally gave Abandon a title shot after being off of AEW TV for over a year. The exact same situation with Jinder Mahal. This is what Eric Bischoff quote tweeted, and then he then tweeted out this. Hey, at Tony Khan, is this true or is it a bot? I think that Eric Bischoff is just trying to, like, egg on the whole situation. And then Tony Khan then replied to this. Holy shit, I'm just seeing this now. Tony Khan then quote tweeted that tweet from Eric Bischoff saying, no, Eric Bischoff, not true at all. Abandon returned to AEW, plus then they won a four-way match on TNT against other great wrestlers to earn a title shot, which is completely different than someone going a full year of losing every match they're in, plus getting a title shot without a single win. Oh my dear God. Listen, Tony Khan. Just get off of X, because right now you're only hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting Hook, who is a phenomenal wrestler. I hear nothing but good things about Hook. I don't really watch him. I don't like his character because it reminds me of every single person that is walking in that goddamn fucking gym that I go to. But I do appreciate his work inside that four square circle. Now, with that being said, all I'm going to say is this. With Tony Khan doing all this backlashing and really kind of burying Jinder Mahal, I'm sorry to tell you, Tony, there are a lot more WWE fans than AEW fans. There's a lot of WWE plus AEW fans, but there is more WWE fans than AEW fans. Solely that. So right now, all that you're doing is that you are making the WWE fans want to cheer on Jinder Mahal, and now Jinder Mahal is number two trending on X right now. Jinder Mahal has now gotten the motivation. He has now gotten the people behind the character of Jinder Mahal. I won't be surprised if the WWE Universe, wherever they're going to be next Monday night, if they're going to be cheering for Jinder Mahal, I'll bet your money that the fans are going to be cheering more for Jinder Mahal than they will be on Seth Rollins. Solely the fact, just to spite of Tony Khan. It won't shock me, guys. Because right now, like I said, Tony Khan is just hurting his product now. Now, people who are both WWE and AEW fans, they're not going to be looking at Hook and be like, oh, this guy is a great wrestler. No, they're going to be looking at it as now Hook is Tony Khan's bitch boy. And now people who really just dislike Tony Khan, they're going to associate Tony Khan with Hook. And now people aren't going to get behind Hook. It's going to be another Austin Theory effect with Vince McMahon. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't know if you agree with me, but this is just all that I'm getting at on X here, and what the reports that I'm reading as of this moment. I mean, who knows? But Tony Khan, you need to do better, man. Let's get into the TNA news, guys. I mean, TNA, dude, I'm not going to lie. Scott D'Amore, you have gotten my interest and you've got my eyes set on TNA returning to our television screens. And even though if I'm not going to be watching Hard to Kill, I know that X and people on X will keep us updated on what is going on. I'm very excited to see what is happening. There is a lot of news that is coming out, and TNA, they hype returns to Las Vegas with Hard to Kill and Snake Eyes this weekend. A new era of total nonstop action of wrestling is kicking off here, guys. And right now, TNA... Because right now, TNA, they're having my interest more than AEW is, man. Tony Khan with AEW, it just seems like that he is a longtime WWE fan, and he's just having fun, and which is a good thing. I'm not harping on like Tony Khan, but it's a business. You got to remember that this is a business that you're running, and you can't just play favorites. That's one of the bad things of having a wrestling fan be in control. Like a full-on, like, geeking out, marking out on a wrestler that is coming to the company versus a guy like Triple H or a guy like Vince McMahon signing these guys and be like, hey, yeah, welcome to the company. TNA is on the brinks of not becoming a problem, but, dude, they're going to become relevant here. For a long time, they weren't. The TNA action, you know, it kicks off this Saturday night, January 13th, with Hard to Kill pay-per-view or premium live event, which will air live around the world at the Palms Casino Resort. Then, on Sunday night, January 14th, the in-ring action continues at the Palms when the television trucks of Impact on Access TV roll in for Snake Eyes on Sunday. And the doors into the impact zone for Hard to Kill for this Saturday night on January 13th. It'll open up at 3 p.m. and hopefully they'll get a lot of seats. They'll get a lot of people into Hard to Kill. And I know Scott D'Amore, he has done a great job. And the countdown, it's been a very interesting one. All over Twitter, it's been known that he is going to be introducing new titles. And let me tell you guys, yeah, all of them look the same, but all of them, I interacted with Ango. I don't know if you guys watch his show, but Ango, he pointed it out to me when I replied to one of his tweets just saying, I don't know if it's just me or do all these titles look the same? And I'm going to have to get up the tweet what he said exactly, but here's the tweet that he said to me. They all have the same similarities, but that is the thing I love most about this. They look like actual championship belts while also a big part of the brand. They look great. The digital media championship is smaller, is a smaller belt, which I like to considering it's a secondary mid-card title belt. So I just really hope that TNA, they deliver production-wise, like what Ango said here, and I really hope that they deliver on TV-wise, because I really don't watch him, but I'm sure that I'm going to be satisfied on what I watch on the television screen for TNA, or even what I see on X, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be rolling out video clips of what they're watching on the premium live event. But the digital media title, it came out. It looks gorgeous. The X division title belt came out a couple days ago. That looks wonderful. That's their mid-card, or I believe that's their mid-card title. They came out with the tag team belts. Those look really nice with the red belts, man. I really enjoy what Scott D'Amore is doing, and hopefully him showing that they're switching to TNA and switching up the belts, nothing will change unless if the production gets better. Hopefully it does, because if that's the case, man, they're going to be on the ups again, guys. And I'm really excited for TNA for that happening. And one last thing before I do get up on out of here. We're going to switch back to WWE here. WWE, they have filled the shoes excuse me, for Kevin Dunn. WWE hires Lee Fitting as head of media and productions. WWE, they have hired Lee Fitting as head of media and productions following the departure of Kevin Dunn, the longtime WWE head of production in WWE. And the reason why that Kevin Dunn, it's been shown on X that he felt like he was unwelcome basically in the backstage room just because he was a Vince McMahon guy. And ever since that Vince McMahon left, it's nothing but good things. And they've nothing, the backstage in WWE have been nothing but positive. And right now, with Kevin Dunn's departure, I mean, hey, we're definitely in a new era. And the WWE part of TKO Group Holdings, today they announced that the media industry veteran Lee Fitting has joined the company this week as head of media production. So right now, WWE, they are continuing to grow, and Lee will be a tremendous addition to the Stellar Media and Productions team and play a key role in helping catapult WWE's growth here. This is just what I'm reading on a very easy source to go off of. But yeah, WWE, they hire Lee Fitting, as I said. It'll be fun. Hopefully we won't get as many camera cuts as Kevin Dunn loved to do. But I lied. We're doing one more thing because this is huge news. But it's really not news. It's more rumors than anything. Amazon Prime is emerging as a top contender for WWE Raw's new home. Now, it's been speculated, the person that came out with, it's to my understanding that the person that came out with this article and came out with this news, I guess he also said that WWE was going to be a fit for, who was it? I don't know. He brought out a source, or no, he brought out news and brought out rumors that WWE was going to be a part of another TV deal, but that obviously didn't come into fruition here. But WWE, they have some huge news and huge deals in the pipeline for 2024, and we already know that SmackDown and NXT, they're both on the cable network. SmackDown is going to be on USA Network. NXT is going to be on the CW here. Now, a new major player is making its way, and WWE, they could be, I mean, I don't see it happening, but I could see it happening, because WWE, they like to be first in everything, as many people have said in the past, especially from the great JD, what he has also said. They were first on a WWE network. This is when Netflix was on, Hulu, they were on, and the WWE network, they came into play. And then now the WWE network was bought out by Peacock, but the Amazon Prime, they could secure WWE Raw. And we could see WWE be the first everyday TV screen be streaming on a platform that is not going to be on cable, and it's just going to be on streaming. Because, like it or not, guys, we are in a world that cable's going to be done soon. It's going to be all streaming. We're seeing it with the NFL, with YouTube TV buying the rights of the Sunday NFL ticket. We're seeing that they're hosting and exclusively have the rights for Saturday Night Football on Peacock, exclusively on Peacock. A lot of people aren't liking it. I know my Pittsburgh Steelers, I was kind of hoping that, you know, they were going to be on Peacock, because I have Peacock since I'm a WWE fan. But other people, they really don't like that they have to get a subscription for Peacock, because Peacock doesn't really do the numbers, and they don't really have the TV shows that a lot of people like to watch on there. But Amazon Prime, they have done what WWE, I think, is trying to do. Because Amazon Prime, out of the 18 weeks out of the year, they have live stream of Thursday Night Football. I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that they are up from what they used to do just being on the NFL network. With WWE's existing media rights deal for Monday Night Raw, with NBC Universal set to conclude in October of 2024, speculation is arising about the company's next broadcasting partner. Since the USA Network secured SmackDown, like I said, the Red Brand's longtime home is expected to change here. I mean, I wish that they could go back to Spike TV, but that's just me. Because if they went to Spike TV, maybe they would be TV 14 and not TV PG, but that's another case. Amazon Prime has been trying hard to target a young male audience and provide Prime Video with an additional night of premium live programming alongside a Thursday Night Football. Shifting from the cable television to a streaming service would represent a notable transformation in the wrestling television rights industry here. The transition to a streaming service like Amazon Prime aligns with the changing landscape of television consumption, and cable TV is experiencing a decline in viewerships. So, like I said, maybe WWE, they're onto something here, and maybe they want to just make the switch now before all these other companies try to jump ship onto somebody else, and WWE could try to do it for cheaper rather than doing it next year when they could have gotten a deal for much cheaper than what it is then in the future. So, like I said, I could see WWE doing this, but how does it benefit us? It benefits them because they're going to be getting people to pay for cable to watch Friday Night SmackDown on the USA Network and NXT on the CW. And then they also have people subscribe to Peacock for the premium live events. And now they're going to have people subscribe for Amazon Prime Video to watch Monday Night Raw. It's a business where WWE could have so much money into it. But for us fans, would it benefit us? A lot of people, they really don't like having to do these different streaming platforms. Me personally, I have Prime Video because I have Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is already with my subscription that I get Prime Video and Amazon Music. So it doesn't really bother me. But this could also benefit WWE if they go to Amazon Prime, that they could sell their merchandise on Amazon and not deal with the middleman. Who knows? But for other people, they probably wouldn't like it. I mean, that's just too much money to shovel out. You might as well just get cable again and screw all of the streaming platforms that everybody has right now. Because if you think about it, I mean, I have Peacock, that's $6 a month. I have HBO Max, that's $12 a month. I have Paramount Plus, that's another $10 a month. I have Netflix, that's another $12 a month. I mean, we could go on. Let's just say that each of those, okay, that's five. That's already $60 a month. And on top of the $60 a month, I'm paying for YouTube TV, that's another $50. So I'm paying like easily $120 a month just for TV right now. To me, it's not the end of the world, but I can see why people are very upset if WWE goes through with a deal with Amazon Prime and having WWE Raw on Amazon. But I guarantee that it would be huge for WWE to go on Amazon Prime while having their premium live events on Peacock and having some of their television shows on the cable networks for USA Network and the CW. Now, I think it would be a lot smarter if they would just broadcast their shit exclusively on Peacock. But Peacock is, from my understanding, their revenue is very low. I'll be shocked if Peacock is still in the game or if they don't really merge with somebody, kind of like what HBO Max and Discovery are doing. It's just now Max. Like, you can watch HGTV on HBO Max. You can watch the Discovery. You can watch the Food Network. And all those weird shows that they have on the BBC. My 600 Pound Life. They did it right with that, HBO. That's probably why HBO Max and Discovery are doing better numbers this quarter than they did in the previous years. So maybe if Peacock would merge with somebody, that would probably benefit both sides. Because we all know that there can't be just everyone doing their own little thing. There has to be a merger. And if Peacock would, you know, do that, maybe they could sign WWE Raw for exclusive rights on Peacock. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's a great idea. I think WWE is always one step ahead of everyone else in this sort of business. I like it. I'm probably in the minority of it, but that's just me. That's my humble opinion. But I'm going to get going here, guys, and thank you all very much for joining me here on the podcast, Pardon the Pipe Bomb here. If you guys liked what you heard, please give me a negative thumbs up, or a negative five-star review, and hit that subscribe button if you guys liked what you heard. I am trying this new thing where I'm just going to be making content every day, little by little, little sample sizes, and if things are good again, maybe I'll start doing the reviews for Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown or any other show for that matter. But until next time, guys, I'm out of here, and I'll see you on the next podcast.